Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hey, it's Wednesday on the show. You know what that means? I say every day, right before this show starts, something always happens. Today I had to resubscribe to my own Twitch channel, twitch.tv/F4WVideo. But it was easy. I used my Amazon Prime account. I got it for free. You can do the same thing. twitch.tv/F4WVideo. And you can watch this show on Twitch every day with your Amazon Prime subscription. It's free. So anyway, sign up for that. But we got a lot to get into. Dynamite is tonight. And, we'll see what happens. The weather, where they're at, is like literally almost, it may even be a natural disaster. But we'll tell you about that and what we know about what's happening and maybe not happening tonight when we get back from the break, but it's quite the deal. We'll also read what the weather service said about tonight. And then we've got all of the rest of the news, including last night's NXT, which was, it was a busy show. And we've got even more coming up on next week's program, including two title defenses by Stephanie Vaquer. She's defending the Women's Championship and the North American Championship. And we have a Heritage Cup match. But that does not involve Stephanie Vaquer. So we'll talk about that as well as Alexa Bliss. We got Collision ratings from the past week. WWE's got another European tour that is upcoming. So we'll tell you about that one, where they are going surrounding the Clash in Paris 2025. And plenty more. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes!
Oh, yeah?
Hear that guy, that awesome voiceover guy? He's available. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com. My rates are cheap. But After Dark Radio is this afternoon, and today it is a non-guest day, so we'll be hearing from our lovely listeners on Sports Byline USA, Twitch, YouTube, etc. Sports Byline you can hear on TuneIn Radio. And we are looking for stories here today. You can email, or we'll have open lines later on in the show where you can call if you would like. But it's what we've been doing of late. What strange thing has happened in your town? Y'all got something. Some of you claimed you didn't. Lies. Ask around. Something weird happened in the town you live in. Doesn't have to be paranormal. Maybe some crazed serial killer was born there or something. But I want to hear your story. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Or I want to hear stories that your grandparents told you. I know your grandparents had some weird story they told you that was all creepy. So send it to me. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. We got emails from a couple of weeks ago still to read.
They told you how your parents
were. Oh, would you stop? And we'll read more today. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That's After Dark Radio Show. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. With whatever weird thing happened in your town. This person says, wait, killers are allowed? I just want something unusual, dude. I didn't say Bigfoot had to attack your town. I want some weird story from your hometown. What is weird? If you asked a normal person, what does weird mean? That's all sorts of things. Did it ever rain frogs in your town? I mean, that's what we're asking for. My mom went to school with the Green River Killer. That's weird. It wasn't a ghost. Not yet. So anyway, send them to me, Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Now, tonight's Dynamite and Collision tapings, because there is a live Dynamite, and then they're taping two episodes of Collision for this weekend. It is in Omaha, Nebraska. And
Omaha, somewhere in middle America.
This place is a disaster. And that's not even a joke. Like, literally, it's pretty much a disaster.
Agriculture industry or
would
what?
You shut up for 1 second? This is actually a serious thing. This is what the weather, this was the weather report from yesterday. Blizzard warning remains in effect. Blizzard warning remains in effect from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. today. Blizzard conditions expected. Total snow accumulations 2 to 7 inches. Locally, higher amounts are possible. Winds gusting as high as 65. It's 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. today. Impacts. Travel will be very difficult to impossible. Widespread blowing snow will significantly reduce visibility. The hazardous conditions will impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. Now, as of about an hour ago, 10% of the people that were supposed to be at Dynamite still are not there yet. And there were actually a lot of people that they found out about this apparently on the Daily Update yesterday. And
what? Wait, what?
Yes, there were people.
They get
that
their travel and weather information from the Daily Update at FRW Online.
Well, they weren't checking the weather, but they saw the update and they saw the weather report and they were like, uh-oh. And they drove instead of trying to fly. There are several individuals that were supposed to fly in that couldn't, and so they drove in. And so if you didn't find out about this till like this morning, you ain't getting in, brother. It ain't happening. And so at this point, they sent out a tweet, and Tony said that basically all of the people in the top matches were there. But the graphic only showed John Moxley versus Adam Copeland for the AEW title. And I believe Moxley is one of the people that drove like 11 hours to get to the building because they couldn't fly in. The international title eliminator four-way with Mike Bailey, Orange Cassidy, Mark Davis, and Ricochet. And Megan Bain versus Chris Statlander. There was no... The graphic does not list Mercedes and Billy Starks. So I don't know if that match is taking place. And if it is, I don't know if it's a title match. I've had people say that it has been removed. I've had other people say it's back on. This person says they just got announced. Is that right? Because I was up there like 2 minutes ago and it wasn't announced. So I can check again.
And this is in Omaha, Nebraska, right? Is it on a college campus? Is it near a college campus? Because the other thing is going to be, yes, they are running smaller buildings, but if people can't get there because of whiteout conditions, which is what they are calling for in this 8 inches of snow that they're getting and these winds, you know, it's going to affect how many people can actually safely travel to the show. So that's going to
yes.
be an interesting.
That's what I've been talking about.
Well.
It's a disaster.
A disaster.
Yes. Tony did just tweet and retweeted that Mercedes and Billy is on. Tonight, the Blizzard can't stop this fight. And it has been announced as a TBS title match. So now we know the answer to the question. It is a TBS title match, Mercedes and Billy Starks. So it looks like the four main matches are all good to go. And I haven't heard anything really about anything else other than that, but I've seen people actually have sent me videos.
Oh man!
And it's a blizzard, all right.
Can you send those to who's doing video today?
No.
And put them up there because we can start a whole new segment here: traffic and weather on the eights.
You know, someday you're gonna have a horrible weather event there, and I'm gonna quip the entire time.
Brian,
oh, there's trees falling on the houses.
I live.
Oh, there's a tsunami.
Exactly.
Get a surfboard.
I live in hurricane fear constantly. I have nothing but my heart goes out to these people. But again, it's also 8 inches of snow, for heaven's sakes, not a typhoon or a tornado blowing through.
You know what
you
I
prick.
Thought for the first 18 minutes?
You are
Mike's
such a prick.
Heart is going out for these people. Bro, I've been flooded here. Mike's in rare form. Mike, like, dude, it's a bad situation
of
there.
Of all people,
it's
Mr.
a bad
Iceheart,
situation
is,
there.
Come on.
No, it is.
I know it is. Jeez, I'm not making... Can we just have... If this is supposed to be an enjoyable hour-long break in people's lives...
Well, it's
lives,
not for the poor people in Omaha.
This isn't just
Jiminy
Weather
Christmas.
Observer Live. I'm trying to add some levity to this. I'm sorry, Willard Scott over here. Jesus.
Sustained 70-mile-hour winds for the last 15
mile
hours.
Mile-hour.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. Let's have some levity about those winds. Golly gee.
You're blowing all the time.
You're going to look back on this show, Mike, and you're going to go, man, I was harsh to those poor people in Omaha.
You stop. Come on. They should look. I mean, when else do they get 8 inches out there?
Are you kidding me? I just want to keep, just dig that hole. Dig that hole. Jiminy smokes, holy crime. God, just disgusted. Well, you know what? My heart goes out to all of you in Omaha. I hope it gets better. I hope you can make it to the show tonight and nobody has any problems. That's the kind of guy I am.
The Grinch.
I'm the Grinch?
Yes.
So anyway, that's the matches for tonight. Okay?
Yes.
And maybe we'll see Daniel Garcia versus Adam Cole, with everyone banned from ringside for the TNT title on Saturday, and Hologram and Commander versus LFI on Sunday.
What's their new name now?
Don't worry about it. I don't know. Didn't write it down. The Commanders of the Air or something like that. The Los Titanes del Aire.
Aye.
Yes. All right. I don't know what's going on with Alexa Bliss. But, I mean, something's definitely up. So she has not appeared on TV in a long time. I believe her last appearance was at the Royal Rumble. Is that right? When was the last time we saw Alexa Bliss?
Elimination Chamber.
Oh, was it Chamber?
Yeah.
All right. So how long ago was that? When was the Elimination Chamber?
A couple weeks ago.
It's not that long ago.
Hey, look, and look, without anybody saying anything, people want to jump to conclusions. Like, this is a new mom and everything. Maybe, like, it's just, like, a schedule change. It doesn't necessarily mean that, like, what, she's angry with the promotion or vice versa or
whatever. No one said that.
Well, I know, but people want to jump to that conclusion.
All right, Elimination Chamber was March 1st, so it's been almost 3 weeks now. She's just vanished. And she was scheduled to be at the World during WrestleMania weekend in Vegas, and today they pulled her. She will not be there. So, I don't know. We'll try and find out more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We got more breaking news from Omaha.
Oh, yeah?
It's not good here, this guy says. Power's on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Says if you're not living in this town, you ain't getting in. You would have to have been here yesterday to get here today. I think that makes sense. You can't drive anywhere safely. Nobody going tonight, or everybody going tonight, needs to be careful. It is 100% not safe. That's from Titus Jecht, who lives there.
Mm.
We're going to have more throughout this show. More updates.
Can I congratulate you on what kind of worker you are?
What are you talking about?
Because you're jumping on me about, like, you know, offering bad tidings to the people of Omaha.
Yes.
Yet, right before that, like, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If something wacky happens tonight and, like, a bunch of people, like, are massacred tonight in Omaha, like, will that be a future edition of After Dark where you ask people to, like, give me some crazy stories from that night in Omaha?
Hey, if it's really weird. Is it weird? I'm not going to celebrate it.
You were just asking.
I'm not going, oh, man, that's an awesome massacre you told me about. Golly, 45 people died? Holy smokes.
But I'll give
you know, it wasn't 46.
But I'll give you 45 minutes to tell the story if you're good at telling it during my show.
Just want an email about weird things that happened in your town. I didn't say we're going to celebrate it. I just want to know what happened. You know?
For journalistic
purposes. Nice try there, though.
Journalistic purposes, right, sir?
Of course.
All right.
Saturday night's collision, 408,000 viewers and a 0.10. So the actual audience was up, but the 18 to 49 was low.
Well,
second lowest they've done since February 1st. And I don't know if we've gotten the quarters yet, but the one I'm really curious about is...
Thing. It may be low as you're looking for that, but if the overall number was up, then that means that the rating, that was a one, they got a 0.10 the last week as well, too. So whatever.
It means less 18 to 49 year olds were watching. More older people.
They at least had more of them this week.
All right. So I actually might have been wrong, which is very rare. It is. Yeah. So, well, I mean, it did lose, but it didn't lose that much. So I was watching this show. And they had Hologram and Top Flight versus Shane Taylor Promotions in a standby match at like 9:15. No, it's at 9 o'clock. They had a standby match at the top of the hour.
Well,
and I watched this and I thought, man, this quarter is going to die. And it only lost 20,000 viewers, which is better than I expected. Actually, the 18 to 49 lost a lot. But it didn't. I thought it was going to plunge off a cliff for that one. But actually, the collision, the quarters are very interesting because it is like what's weird about the show, and I can't explain this, is that it literally did the exact opposite of every collision over the last 90 days. It every collision, the 90-day average, is starting at approximately 360,000 and just slowly falling until the end of the show. And this one started at 360 and went up for an entire hour and then kind of stayed there for the rest of the show. So, you know, that's good. I don't know why, but that's what happened.
So, no matter how you cut it, that's a good thing. Now, if that's a trend that continues, we'll have to see. But it's going to be all wacky the next couple of weeks anyway, because I'm sure they're not just doing it this week. That NCAA tournament's going to be on for the next couple of weeks. So I could see him doing it for, you know, this whole split collision thing for at least 2 weeks.
First, he says, apologize to Harley Graham. First off, I didn't say that Harley Graham, I didn't mention Harley Graham at all. I mentioned the match, and I got no problem with Harley Graham, although they should be doing more with her. You should apologize to Harley Graham. They should be doing more with her than putting her under a mask and being a fake luchador.
And messing with Frank? Why? Why? What is it about Frank Mortos that she needs to be a distraction in that man's life? She knows that that man's a little unstable.
By the way, I don't know if you'll allow me to post this. Actually, maybe he posted it. Let me go find out. Ooh. Because when we were talking about Action Andretti, his kid's in the picture, so I don't think we can post it. But we were talking about Action Andretti and Leo Rush and their outfits and how they're Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And Tom was, I don't know where he was yesterday, but his son won a life-size Sonic. I shouldn't even say life-size, because I think Shadow the Hedgehog in real life on the movie was like short. This Shadow the Hedgehog is the same size as this 12-year-old kid, or maybe he's 10 now. But anyway, like, this looks exactly like Leo Rush in Action Andretti. It's like, it's the same size, wearing the same outfit. I mean, it's uncanny.
I was going to say, is Tom's 12-year-old kid bigger than Leo in action?
I wonder if we could, like, blur out the child's head so I could tweet this picture out and show all of you.
I think you could do that, but you might just want to ask Tom.
Well, no, I'll obviously ask him, you idiot, but I'm just pointing out how we could do it.
Well, did he put it on Twitter?
Well, that's what I'm looking for! I can't even find his Twitter right now.
Filthy Tom Lawler, at Filthy
there
Tom
it is.
Lawler.
Let's see if he put it up there. No, I don't see it. I'll have to ask him. Oh, no, he did! Okay, go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Okay? Go to my Twitter right now. Actually, hold on. I got to undo the repost, and I got to write something funny. He won the Action Andretti doll? Okay.
Won a life-size version of Action Andretti.
I should add life-size, huh?
Sure.
Okay.
You know what? By the way, just never mind. Never mind.
Because then people will go into my mentions and talk about how I'm also short. Because that's clever, you see.
You mean compared to average?
No, I am average.
No,
and you're the same height, so don't start that again.
First of all, no, I'm taller. And if we were in Singapore, maybe that would be the.
All right, I tweeted it out, everybody. It's public. We're gonna make it. You know what else I'm gonna tweet out?
What?
Maybe I'll tweet this out just for my my ex subscribers. Mm-hmm. But you know who's running for governor in Washington State?
Who?
Mark Mullett.
Mark Mullett.
Swear to God, Mark Mullett.
Does he have one?
I don't know.
Fluffy Canadian style.
Mark Mullett is running for governor of our state. All right. WWE spending a couple of weeks in Europe this summer surrounding Clash in Paris 2025. They got Friday.
Will he be over in Spokane?
Dublin and Saturday in Liverpool. No, they're actually running big arenas that will sell tickets. We got Sunday in Newcastle, August 24th, August 25th in Birmingham, England, August 26th, Manchester, August 27th, a house show in Leeds, England, August 28th, Cardiff, Wales.
Why did that pop you?
Well, I could explain it on After Dark if you'd like. SmackDown on the 29th in Lyon, France, August 31st, Clash in Paris. Guess where that one's at, everyone?
Versailles.
It's in Paris.
Oh.
And then Raw on Monday, September 1st, is also in Paris. So it's also a Clash in Paris. Yeah. Leeds, England.
When's the last time they went to... Have they ever done TV from Portugal? I'm trying to think of what's next.
Dude, they can go all over the world.
Well,
they'll make
going
a
to.
Lot of money.
Yeah.
Leeds, England.
Leeds United.
I believe has a tie-in to the famous Jersey Devil.
Oh.
Was once called the Leeds Devil. And Cardiff, Wales is the home of the Cardiff Giant. So anyway, there's a lot of paranormal stuff they're going to be experiencing when they go to this European tour.
Well, and if they want to go a little darker, can't you do some Jack the Ripper stuff? Where was that at? Was that in London?
Well, Jack the Ripper, yes, that would have been in London, I believe. It was in England. It was out there.
Yonder.
All right, so now we're going to do the NXT TV report when we come back from the break. We'll check a couple of text messages here while we're waiting, because really there's no news today. Nothing happened. Just a boring day. We ran over all that other stuff. So let's see what we've got here.
If you have any weather updates, now would be the time to send them in.
If they have what?
A weather update from Omaha, Nebraska, or the surrounding area.
This person says Omaha resident here. This is even more wild. Today's the worst blizzard we've had in years. And it was almost 80 degrees yesterday.
Oh, I don't want to hear
if
that.
If you can believe that.
It just got to 70 here. This better not blow my way on the jet stream, please.
It should clear up in time for the show, but anyone traveling from out of town, very difficult time. Arena is not near a college campus. It is right on one of the main roads in town. So if you can get to the main roads, you should be able to get to the building.
That is a plus.
All right. And then, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. If you are a subscriber to my X / Twitter, we're doing a live Q&A. Well, it's not live, but you can ask me anything on the thread here, and I'll answer them throughout the day here. Politely. Yes, I'll answer all your questions. So put them in there right now. And I'm going to tell you all a story. Gather around that fire in Omaha, Nebraska. It's fireside chat here. I'm going to tell you a quick story. First off, if you'd like the full story, you should subscribe at WrestlingObserver.com. We have a half-off special right now, f4wonline.com/new. If you're a new subscriber, you can get half off. We got monthly and annual subscription offers. And if you only want the podcast for just $9.99 a month, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/YouTube, F4WOnline.com/Spotify. Why do I plug it? Because the Brian and Vinny show last night, you could only hear as a subscriber. And we have been reviewing Mid-South Wrestling from 1984. And last night, we reviewed Season 6, Episode 17. A stupid show. Bill Watts, of all people, wrote a stupid show. Made no sense whatsoever. So they did an angle, as Mike furiously clicks away at that mouse to try to find the exact episode to watch later on tonight. So they did this angle where Jim Cornette manages the Midnight Express heel team, and he's all cocky. And he says, tonight, I have three open contracts. My men are going to defend the tag team titles three times on the show tonight. However, he said there's some teams that aren't allowed to enter. And he rattles off this list of teams. And one of the teams, obviously, is the Rock and Roll Express. They're not allowed. So, Midnight Express goes out. Phase two job guys beat him quick. That's the first title match. Go to commercial, come back. They face another jobber team. Beat them quick. Go to commercial. Actually, before they go to commercial, they go back to the desk. And Bill Watts says, fans, I have just received news that the third team that has signed this contract is Mr. Wrestling and Mr. Wrestling 2. And we're going to see that match when we come back from the break. Shh, Jim Cornette doesn't know. So they go to commercial, and I'm like, what? Mr. Wrestling and Mr. Wrestling 2? They're heels! They're heels, and they're going to face the other heels for the tag team titles? What? Like, I don't even know what's going on. So they go to break, they come back. Midnight Express is in the ring. And out come Mr. Wrestling and Mr. Wrestling 2. They got their robes on, their masks and everything. And they get in the ring, and they take their robes off. And immediately, both announcers are like, that ain't Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2. That's the Rock and Roll Express. Who, of course, Rock and Roll Express were not allowed to challenge for the tag team titles. That was one of the rules. Well, they don't just wrestle the match with the masks on. They immediately take the masks off, and it's the Rock and Roll Express. I'm like, you guys aren't allowed. That was made clear. You're not allowed to wrestle. So they wrestle the match anyway, and they win the tag team titles. Midnight Express got completely screwed here. So then, They come back from commercial, and guess who Bill Watts is interviewing?
Who?
Mr. Wrestling 1 and Mr. Wrestling 2. You know what they say? They go, what? Our names were on the contract for this tag team title match? We didn't sign our names on the contract. And on top of that, Mr. Wrestling says, he's a heel, by the way. On top of that, I went to my car this afternoon, and all the tires were flat. Someone let all the air out of the tires. Someone broke into my trunk. Somebody stole my masks and my robes, and they've impersonated me, and apparently they've come here and they've won the tag team titles. I'm sitting there watching this whole thing going, so you're telling me the Rock and Roll Express, who, by the way, at the beginning of the show, the announcer's a contest, win a date with these two? A date with the Rock and Roll Express? So they vandalized this man's property, broke into his car, stole, apparently, like, it's grand theft because these were very expensive robes, said Mr. Wrestling. Stole his property, forged his name, identity theft. This is so far five crimes that they've committed. And then they went in and they stole the tag team titles as the Rock and Roll Express in a match where the Rock and Roll Express weren't allowed to compete. And Bill Watts, the guy in charge, he's just like, looks like that happened. And the point of all of this is, had it been any other year, I would have said, you, Bill Watts, are the worst GM I have ever seen in the history of wrestling. You're worse than Jack Tunney. You're worse than People Power, John Laurinaitis. You are the dirt worst. But you know what saved Bill Watts from that moniker?
The fact it made loads of money?
The fact that Ava exists. Do you know what happened on this NXT show, everybody?
I do.
So, the women's North American champion was Fallon Henley, okay? Fallon Henley lost her championship, okay? She lost the belt. She then, every week thereafter, first politely, and then she got more and more irritated, as she should have, she went up and she said, Ava, when am I getting my rematch? I was the champion. I lost my belt. When am I getting my rematch for the title? And you know what Ava said?
What?
Well, Ava said nothing. Ava said, Fallon, we're not talking about this right now. Fallon, I'm busy. We're not discussing this right now. Fallon, I don't have time right now. She just blew her off, blew her off, blew her off. Fallon finally invaded a press conference where literally Ava is there to answer questions about what is going on in NXT. She's at a press conference. Fallon invades the press conference and she's like, Ava, when am I going to get my rematch for the Women's North American title? And Ava says, we're not here to discuss that right now. I was like, yes, that's the whole point of a press conference. Blew her off again. Walked off. Fallon's a heel, by the way. It's just like Mid-South. Fallon is a heel getting screwed by the GM and ignored for no good reason. Fallon didn't do anything to deserve this. She's ignored, she's ignored, she's ignored. And then on the show, I swear to God, last night, Ava is in the locker room and she's with Stephanie, who is the double champion. And so, yes, exactly. It's exactly what happened with Eddie Thorpe, which caused that guy to snap. And then she got mad about it because he snapped, even though she was responsible. So anyway, Ava's in the office. She's with Stephanie, the double champion. Fallon walks in and she says, Ava, I've asked, when am I going to get my rematch? And do you know what Ava said?
What?
Do you know what she said to Fallon Henley when Fallon asked, when am I going to get my rematch?
What?
Ava said, and I quote, Fallon, we talk about this every week. I got so angry.
They do?
I got so angry when she said that because you know what they don't do every week? They don't talk about it. She's never talked about it. Fallon has tried to talk about it. Ava has ignored her. And this week, she has the absolute temerity to say that we talk about this every week. I'll censor myself. That is a... Jiminy Christmas! So then, of all people, Julia, the double champion, is standing right there.
Stephanie Vacker.
And Stephanie goes, give her the rematch. Give it to her. And Ava responds by rolling her eyes. Ah! Ah! And Fallon says, great! I want it next week. Ava says, well, no, you can't have it next week. Because Stephanie's already got a match with Jada Parker next week. And Fallon goes, too bad! She's a double champion! And Stephanie goes, I'll do it! I'll defend the title twice in one night. Ava's like, clueless. Huh? What? You have two titles? You're going to defend them both in one night? Fine, I guess it's on! Stephanie can barely speak English. Like, she literally in her promo goes, I can barely speak English. She spoke better English and was a better GM than Ava on this show. Like, my God. So next week, it's two matches. Next week, Stephanie is going to defend the women's title, I guess, against Jada, and the North American title against Fallon. So my guess is that what probably will happen is she will retain the women's title against Jada, but then maybe Fallon might actually win the North American title. Or, hey, maybe she'll successfully defend both. But anyway, they got that, and also, this is how they set up this match. Javon Evans is backstage, and this Trick is an absolute jerk. Trick is just being such a jerk to poor Javon. And Javon, he's all irritated because this guy's such a jerk. Trick walks off and Lexus King goes up and he goes, yeah, it could have been worse. Like, you know, he had no teeth for a while or whatever. Now he's being a jerk. And so Javon goes, boom, punches a guy. And that's leading to a Heritage Cup match next week. Javon Evans and Lexus King. And I mean, I got two thoughts on this. Number one, Javon should not be losing to Lexus King next week. However, I don't see the point in putting the Heritage Cup on him, because the main event angle that they did, it involved Trick, Obafemi, and Javon. And, I mean, I'm speculating here, but, I mean, Trick's, he's basically half called up already. Oba could spend some more time in NXT, but brother, that guy can be called up now for all I care. I mean, he has good matches with everybody. He has good matches with other green geeks. I shouldn't say other. He has good matches with green geeks, and he has good matches with people on the main roster. There's no reason this guy needs to spend more time here unless they just want him to for whatever reason. So I think they're going to do a three-way at WrestleMania, and I believe Javon Evans is going to win the NXT title at Stand and Deliver. Finally. And do you want to know what the other most annoying thing?
What's the most annoying thing is to me is I called this and you just never mind.
This was even more annoying than Ava. Okay, Javon's running wild at the end and he lays out Obafemi and he stands tall and he's going face to face with Trick. And you know what this idiot Vic Joseph said? This idiot. He said, "Does this young OG have your attention now?" I gotta go. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Does he have your attention now? God. Hey, After Dark Radio's coming up in an hour. And I'm looking for your... Actually, you can send me any stories you want. I mean, send them to Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. You don't have to stick to the theme. But the theme this week is weird things that happened in your town and or weird stories your grandparents told you. And I'm not talking about how they love eating liver. I'm talking weird stories. Brian at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. We've got a few already. My town in Bigfoot. We've got Lizzie Borden. Ooh. We've got a weird story. As he didn't say in the subject line, just this is weird. So we're going to read those on the show today.
I hope it's just a radar map of Omaha right now.
We'll also be taking your phone calls for After Dark Radio, going over the news. It'll be a lot of fun. However you're listening to this right now is how you listen to that show. If you're a subscriber, the podcast will be up afterwards. If you're on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, it'll be up afterwards. If you're watching live right now on YouTube or Twitch, it'll be up there live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Wednesdays. And Sports Byline as well, which you can listen to on TuneIn Radio if you do not have an affiliate. TuneIn Radio, search Sports Byline. So that's coming up in an hour, and it'll be fun. Know what I'm saying? Yes. And then later on tonight, it'll be myself and Dave Meltzer, AW and NXT. The weather report, and plenty more. So check it out. And that's it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you in an hour. Wrestling Observer Live.